And we continue with the fourth parak in Kovetz Halachos, which begins the Halachos of Bedikas Chametz. Says the Hilige Kovetz Halachos Sif Aleph, Aner Lebedikas Chametz. At the beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, you check for a chametz with the light of a candle, the cracks and crevices, in any place that the derech is to bring in chametz. Says Rav Shmuel, Upanas chashmali, a flashlight, kosher lechatchila lebedikas chametz. Even though there is no burning strands, literally, it's not incandescent, there's no fire. Could go near shell LED. Vadrava says the good covet alachis. Oh, David, yoister, the shams for us, chashmali. Why? The kaim, lunching the Bible, commission, sherry, and actually, he's the bias, like, live the gate. You now let it check with a torch. Why? You take a torch under a bed. Hashem yirachim. Oh, it's my name. Shane, no, it's not you. You know, you're good with fires, but the rest of us. Shame and Adam, begin the shams for Nairis. I don't think we normally come home and like, yeah, no, don't turn on the lights in the bathroom. It's okay, you know, I'll just put a little tea light in there. What do you need lights for? Save some money. We don't do that. And we're not ruggle the shamish benayris. Gam benayr shal shayva, doyegim shal achlisim b'kamis sarim. Even a wax candle, we're nervous to break into a narrow area, chdeima, utrudim, and we're always tarud, shaygrim sreifa. We don't want to cause a fire. Zem afriel b'dikasai. I'll add on the dripping of the wax. Always is concerning. The dripping of the wax on the carpeting is concerning. And you definitely are not going, you know, looking between pieces of clothing under beds and in cabinets. And therefore, lachain, e evsher livdoik hedo linaner, o memela, what should you do? Yesh livdoik ide penas chashmali. However, after this whole long introduction that we should be using a flashlight, says the Rebbe, Kimishanagu Yisrael, Livdoik al Yidei Ner, Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael is noig to do a candle, Yish, Lahaschil, Vlivdoik Sas Yidei Ner, Vlahamshech, Im Panas, and continue with the flashlight. So before we go backwards and understand why he's being makel on a flashlight, let's just see how Rabbeiz and our Gimel. In our Rabbeiz, he quotes the Sefer Ma'adin L'Simcha that he brings many reasons to use a wax candle al pisoid. Kabbalistic reasons. That's one of the reasons why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to do such. And that's why he's saying to start with that. This idea to start with a wax candle and continue. He quotes in our Gimel, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Gersh Maisha, the Sefer Prikayin says the same. So that's l'maisa. What one should do is you make the bracha while holding your wax candle, and then you turn on a flashlight, etc. In Ha'ara Aleph over here, he quotes the Sugya, what is the reason why you cannot use a torch? So he says there's four reasons quoted in the Gemara. The Torah in the Mishnah Brura, about six lines into Har Aleph, says two reasons. Chada, shinach lachlis l'chur nistakim, number one. Number two, shari shami yisreif. That's what the Mishnah Brura brings. And therefore, according to that, a flashlight is the best. And he ends off the first paragraph, reason shikach kos kama paiskim. If you look at the Sefer Prikayin, Rav Yaakov Netsky, they all say you could use a flashlight. And he continues in the second paragraph that Rav Shmuel explained further, even though these in no, that was in English, even though what do you mean? Some say it's not an ish. It's not going to work. Ain't koyach ish. Amnon emes enoi kain. Vu ish ma'alya al kaponim for sure. For B'dikas Chametz, you don't need an ish. You need an air. And therefore, it's not a problem, even an LED. Continues, look at the Sefer Nochel Shabbos, or Shmuel's Mekel, as many, if not most, Boiskim are, for like Neir Shabbos, that you could use electricity as well, cause there's no din of ish, it's a din of ner, a very big difference, and therefore, there is no problem. He continues, and he says, L'maisa, the famous Marshag, who's where it comes from, who asks, how can you memkayim the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah with Chashmal? He's very bothered that it's not Eish. The last line over here, he concludes, Al Kaponin Lamaisa, the mitzvah of the Marshag is not true. You look over there, it's very difficult to understand what he's talking about. Kvar harichnu bezeh kol ha-paiskim. Therefore, Lamaisa, you can use your flashlight. Sef, base, Ein, And again, you start with your candle and you continue with your flashlight. Siv Beis. Ein zar l'chabot or ha-chashmal. You do not have to turn off the light. Shebacheder Beis Abedika. Says Harda Dalit. I asked, Mayir V'Rabi, what about the famous Gemara Pesachim that says that during the day, a candle does not light well, and therefore maybe you should have to turn off the lights to use your candle or your flashlights. And the Mishmura brings out this reason. Answers Rav Shmuel, V'eishav she'in ze inin l'ara chashmal klal, no sheikhes. V'havi ze sheikh li'yoin bilvat, that during the day, a ner doesn't work. But if we have a different type of light, says Rav Shmuel, it does not bother your candle, your flashlight from working. What exactly that means, I don't fully understand the lumdis. Mirtz Hashem, you learn Pesachim Daftalit, you can figure that out. But he says, V'yishleimer da'odif livdaik, it's better. Everyone says, the example everyone gives, you know, if you're looking for, the keys, or you're looking for the kid's pacifier, quickly turn off the lights and take out the light on your phone to look for it. That would be quite odd. Why? Because it would be quite odd. And therefore, of the livdaif, k'shemenayras ha-chashmal doylik, she-yazer loy b'vdikasai, it helps the vdika. Avalamaisa, do you have to turn off the lights? Ink peda, do you have to turn on the lights? So it does not have to be on. You're allowed to turn it on. He says that he found the same thing by Rav Shlom Zalman, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Gishmash. Well, I made a brach before, Shkaich. Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Zman B'dikas Chametz. When do we do the B'dikas? Nechleku Habayiskim. Zman B'dikas Chametz who? Bebein, but remind me to make a bracha achorina, because that is. Nechleku Habayiskim. Zman B'dikas Chametz who? Bebein HaShemashayis. When do you do B'dikas Chametz? This is reminiscent of Chanukah. Is it B'dikas Chametz? Zman B'dikas Chametz. Uladina, what do we hold? In footnote, hey, he brings in the machaber and tafla amaral. It comes out to machlekes abayiskim v'rishayin v'chulu v'chulu. If you turn over the page, if you look at the second paragraph, he quotes al yaraba and he ends off that the aruch hashulchan, of course, brings down the lamaisa hechriya the aruch hashulchan mishabura. The ikur din is like the taz. Bedika is achar tisa kuchavim. So we look at the chart over here. Shkia 722, tzitz is 804. When do you do bedikas chametz? 804. You hold Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Sif Dalid, mishamak with al tisa kuchavim to Rabbeinu Tam. Still, ein tzarech lahan to bedikas chametz, tzitz kuchavim to Rabbeinu Tam. Ela yachal akdimai, you're allowed to do it before. Now, why is that true? It's a little bit difficult because you just said it says. If you hold that says, and no, but let's say not. Let's say you held him. He quotes in the bottom some sefer. It sounds like you mamish hold seis. A real heisach chosid. Shabbos, fast, these everything. Seis is your zman. You won't say shema before it. So he says in the bottom, it doesn't really make a difference. And he says that the reason is because of some sefer that the ikar takan is to be baidik samoch lelaila, which is really the whole machlekes whether it's right before seis or right after seis. I'm sorry, the ikar takana was not to be samach layla, el b'layla mamish, ach loy dami to everything else that you need mamish layla, like svira.
You don't want to do it by day.
What do you mean by that?
You said before.
No, that's different. That's out the light. Shaila is, when was the zman and when was the takana made? When was the takana made? It was right before seis, right after seis. He says, not like other areas of halacha, they need to have mamish layla, like svira, v'chulu, v'chulu. L'maisa, he quotes, even though the Vadi the Chiv is Hitzik of him, you can be Zoriz v'nishar somuch l'layla. Kol kach, mizman, that the light burns properly. It's part of that reason. But when they make the Tekana, ulefizeh, even if you're marked on Rabbeinu Tam, he says you're able to do it beforehand. And he says that the Brisker of, you don't have any more diktuk and mitzvahs than that, was makbid as follows. And of course, you have conflicting ideas. Someone might say, so just wait, who cares? Just wait for a bit of time. The answer is, you're losing the mile of Zerizis. Zerizis makdim l'mitzvah. If we all taste it 8:04, so you're being a bit of time to, I don't know, another 20 minutes, 8:25, you just lost your mile of Zerizis. So he says, l'maisa brisker rav held that. He says, ayin shlema zalman. I don't know if he argues, I don't have to say v'licha shlema here. And he continues, and you're going to see how much he believes in the Zman right now. He continues in Sif, hey, don't wait. You're not doing anything. You're not eating. You're not just stop waiting. Do not wait. Mishkiyas manam digal yesh livdoik miyat. Let's see Sivvav together with that. Let's say you have the minig mishin ugly and oig laniach asar petitim to put out the 10 pieces of bread. We're about to have yontif for Rabbi Katzman. Calm down. Someone who has the minig to put out 10 pieces of bread. It's the first time ever. And he didn't put out your bread yet. So what do? So I think all of us would have been like, okay, quickly put them out. So he says, yes, I can. I'll just put a little like asterisk. Be careful. Don't be that genius. Yeah, you quickly throw your bread all over your house. You just clean. You forgot where you put it. There's crumbs all over the place. Your wife's busy screaming as she just finished, you know, doing everything, you're opening drawers and you're throwing bread around and they're crumbling. You know, it's pretty not so smart. Avol, emal yidei zeh yis akiv abdika harbe, odif lindog miyad b'ni laniach chavtitim. It's better not to put them out because the zman is the zman. And how much time could it be? You walk around your house. Okay, so that's the zman of b'dikas chametz. Let's see Zion, then we'll go back and see a few others over here. In Zion says l'chatzchila, even the person himself that is looking for the b'dikas chametz, he's allowed to put out the 10 pieces. Ve'in inyan, there's no inyan to hide the pieces in a way that he won't see where they are. That's how he paskin. So, firstly, alach l'ma'isa, you do the b'dika tzitzchavim. Even if you hold a rabbeinu tam, you do tzitzchavim. Right away you do it, you shouldn't wait at all. We'll see in a moment about eating. Number three is, if you forgot to put out the bread, do the bedikah right away without it. Number four is, are you allowed to see them put out the bread? Yes, you know, put Tati, come here, let's put a blindfold on you. And we're quickly going to put out 10 pieces of bread. He says, you don't need to. So quickly, let's just see. In Ara Zayin, he talks about the Zman. He says, Yizar Kaladim Shalim, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, everyone has to be careful not to do any malacha or not to eat within that half hour. Of course, Ti'ima Ba'alma is mutter. Tasting, a drink. I think they speak out explicitly. Let's say someone's tired. Ma'isa b'dikas chametz takes some time. So you want to have a cup of coffee, l'cher, that'd be a tzarech of the b'dika, but it's also te'ima, and therefore it would be mutter. Vim kain, hashi'iyah gufa, he says, even without eating is aser. Once the zman comes, the zman is a zman, and you shouldn't wait even to eat anything. And he concludes, umayiv rabbi shlita amar, devadai tzarech lahakvid al zeh. Says your Shmuel right away. That's Ikerzman. Okay. But now the question is, what's the story with these 10 pieces of bread? What's the deal? So we all know, I believe, if you look at Arachas, he says it's a Ramah. But continues a Ramah. It's not a problem. So it's an interesting thing. Put out the bread because you didn't do it, it's okay. So he continues and he quotes all the paiskim, obviously, that it's a lechatchila, it's the suffix brachais. And then he goes into all the classical cases that this comes up in halacha. Do you make a leishim asukkah on sleeping in a sukkah? What if you don't fall asleep? But what about hamapil? You're making the bracha. What if you don't fall asleep? And the simple mahalich over here is what's the bracha? It's on going to sleep very good. And he continues over here. He says, you look three lines to the bottom. So, Chleimar, Shenitzkan brachazu ala hoylech li shayin. Hu adin bedikas chamez. Avshin yudim yimsa chamez shabir. Tiknu bracha al zeh. On the bedika. And that's the reason. Mashazili la goyin. The goyin sounds like you don't have to put out the bread at all. Mishnah Berurah says, as we turn the page over here, you don't need to put them out because the bracha is not only on that, but rather, we don't want to be mevatel b'minuk, so put it out. And yet, Mishmura said, don't be about to the minuk. Comes like Rav Shmuel, wave for Rabbi Shlita Amar Li Shu, ain't I knowing Laniach Chavtitim. Fascinating. Which, again, the more you learn, the more you know. And you see, the Mishmura says, don't be about to the minuk. The answer is, ain't I knowing, if you have the minuk. What? You know, that's the whole shmooze, but boils down to Mishmura. And Mishmura says that ain't Levat al Minuk Yisrael. So the answer is, that's a Mishmura, but you can have a minuk connected. So says Rav Shmuel, he didn't put it out. Furthermore, he says, the Shaar Tzion writes that b'shem 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 imek halacha t'ayoyim sh'minu l'chabin anakos l'bayis mikol chash chametz kodim lo yidad yesh l'minog ze yisoy nidino. Says the Shaar Tzion, because we clean so well, you for sure should put out 10 pieces of bread. Says Rav Shmuel, einoy ikar l'dino. It's not true. It's not a problem. You don't have to put out the piece of bread. But kaponim nidam pashit. He says, if you're going to have to wait to do the bedikah, you certainly shouldn't. And he says, but of course we have an eitzah. What's the eitzah? Start the bedikah so you get it in the right zman and let someone else go around the house and put out the breads. Lamaisa, with this we conclude, he quotes the Beis Levi, the Griz, the Brisker Rav, did not put out 10 pieces of bread. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky did not put out 10 pieces of bread. And even the Igros Moshe didn't put out 10 pieces of bread. That was the yontif for you, which is fascinating. And I guess the answer is all Olam Minhagim, not like the Mishnah Berurah. And on the other hand, the Stipler put out the bread himself, which shows he put out the bread, but he wasn't makbe not to see it. The Emek Halacha writes that no, Lemaisa, you shouldn't see it, as well as Rav Henkin. So you have all different opinions. The bottom line is, everyone should do what their minhag is. If one does not have a minhag, l'chayr, you do like the Mishnah Berurah, which is what? You put out 10 pieces of bread. If one wants to know, do you have to not see it? The answer is no. And more importantly, we'll conclude with, if you're not going to see it, whoever puts them out, please make sure you know where they are. And furthermore, what people do is, don't put out less than a kazayis. Just in the shvera matziv, you definitely don't want more than a kazayis floating around your house. Siyata deshmaya.